Making a difference in the soccer world, it's Coach Brian Atkins. Thank you very much for coming in and joining me. Can we start off with you telling me a bit about how you got involved in coaching?
All started back about 3 years ago or so, back in the COVID time, 2020. You know, a lot of the programming in the area was starting to consolidate and shut down. You know, volunteers were short supply, and nobody really wanted to kind of take a risk to kind of go out into public and stuff like that, right? But I've got a couple of young kids at home. I just thought it was so important to be able to get some sort of programming going for kids in our community. You know, I could see it in my son, you know, sitting at home. Play dates weren't really a thing anymore. Just recently had a baby girl as well, and so with two young kids at home, I just thought, what better opportunity than try and grow the program? And that's when I met Josh and Steph, the two other organizers with the program, and they welcomed me with open arms, which was great. So, yeah, it was all just about really more of a selfish thing than anything, wanting to keep it going for my kids, but it really didn't take too long before you got to meet all the other families, and the impact that it had on everybody really stuck with me for sure. So.
And now that actually led into my next question of what is it that you get out of the coaching experience?
I mean, I always joke that it's just purely selfish, right? I mean, sometimes you got to tell yourself that because, you know, you show up some days and it was a long day at work, and to, you know, to pick up that baggage and then and try and leave it where it is and then take yourself elsewhere to volunteer for the community. Some days is easy and other days is more difficult kind of thing, right? So I always tell myself it's the main reason I'm doing it is for my kids, and that keeps me wanting to go every single day and with a high level of energy, obviously, right? But it really, after the first season of doing it, I got to meet a lot of the families, and you miss the social. So, I mean, we're all done for the season right now, and you really do start to miss the social aspect of it, I'll be honest with you. You get out there, I bring my wife and my two kids with me the days that I coach, and everybody gets together. They all find kids their same age, and it just puts a smile on everybody's face, for sure.
Over these last few years of coaching, have you happened to face any challenges?
So, I mean, the first year we started coaching, masking was still a thing. So I was starting to meet these three-year-olds, you know, with a mask on my face. You know, they couldn't see that I was smiling, and you really kind of had to make your eyes shine almost in order for the kid to. So, I mean, there was a lot of almost acting going on at the very beginning, just trying to put on a bit of a comedic attitude and persona to try and keep that going. So, I mean, that was quite interesting at the very beginning, my first experience to coaching, meeting kids that I had never met before with a mask on was definitely different. I think the biggest challenge that I face is just finding help from people in the community. So outside of coaching, I also helped organize the entire league with two other people, Steph and Josh. And we're always asking for more input from the community, more families to try and get involved. And even if it's just an hour once a week kind of thing, right? That little bit makes a big step in the right direction towards keeping the programming going for the kids. So that was, I would say that's another kind of a challenge, is just finding like-minded people that are interested in, you know, taking an hour or two out of their week to, you know, benefit the community kind of thing, right? This past year, we were able to put a little bit more energy into the program, and we saw probably 6 or 8 new families get involved with the organization, and it made a world of difference. We had the Lions Club was out helping us with our nightly barbecues. Jamie and Jacqueline's No Frills here in town was great for us this year. They actually donated some of our food for an end-of-the-year barbecue. That was a lot of fun. So it you really notice it once people start to pitch in, how things come together and the challenges are quickly overcome. Just, you know, people put their heads together, and, you know, something that used to seem, you know, huge becomes a small task kind of thing. So.
And one last question for you. What is some advice that you would share to anyone else who may be interested in coaching?
Yeah, I mean, I would say just do it. I mean, I had very little soccer experience when I first got into soccer. Soccer wasn't a sport that I really played growing up, to be honest. You know, I played a lot of, you know, solitary sports. I was a sailor or a dirt biker kind of thing is what my dad got us into. And so the team sports was something new to me, I guess. Played a little bit of football, but I would say just do it. It's the time disappears, so, you know, I don't have that hour right now, but if you just plot it into your agenda, you got to make time for it, and once you do, you realize you really had that time all along and you're able to do it, and it does add a lot to your life, for sure.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. You can listen to all of our interviews now at napanytoday.ca.